from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling for economic sanctions against Turkey 4 days after Turkey shot down a Russian fighter jet near the Turk-Syrian border. Putin signed a decree today ordering sanctions that restrict imports of some Turkish products, prohibit extensions of contracts for Turks working in Russia, and would impact Turkish companies operating in Russia. The decree also calls for ending charter flights from Russia to Turkey and for Russian tourism programs to stop selling vacation packages that include a stay in Turkey. Earlier today, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan voiced regret about the downing of the Russian plane, saying his country was truly saddened by the incident and wished it had not occurred. Turkish police fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse more than 1,000 protesters in Istanbul today after unknown assailants killed a leading Kurdish lawyer in southeastern Turkey. Witnesses say attackers opened fire on Tahir Elci and other activists as they gave a press statement to a gathering in the mainly Kurdish province of Diyarbakir. The shooting also triggered a firefight between the rebels and security forces. It's not immediately clear whether Elci or police were the target of the attack. Elci was the chairman of the Diyarbakir Bar Association and was arrested last month for saying the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party was not a terrorist organization. The United Nations is condemning in strongest terms a rocket attack on a UN base in northern Mali, which killed 2 UN peacekeepers and a civilian contractor and injured at least 20 others. The UN Security Council called on the government of Mali to conduct a quick but thorough investigation into today's attack and bring the perpetrators to justice. A senior member of the Al-Qaeda-linked Islamist group Ansar Dine has claimed responsibility for the violence. This is VOA News. Pope Francis continued the second day of his Uganda trip by visiting Uganda's holiest shrine, where he celebrated Mass for an estimated 300,000 people. From Kampala, Jill Craig reports.
After visiting the martyr's shrine in Namugongo Saturday, where 45 19th-century martyrs were tortured and burned alive rather than renounce their faith, Pope Francis urged Ugandans to pay tribute to their sacrifice by serving as missionaries at home by taking care of the elderly, the poor, and the abandoned.
Non si appropria di questa eredità con un ricordo di circostanza o conservandola in un museo.
He says their legacy is not served occasionally, but the faithful honor them, carrying on their witness to Christ in our homes, neighborhoods, workplaces, and civil society. The pontiff then traveled to a rally at an unused airstrip in Kampala to receive an enthusiastic welcome from about 150,000 young people. Pope Francis is scheduled to leave for the Central African Republic Sunday. Jill Craig, VOA News, Kampala.
The U.S. federal government will end its bulk collection of data from telephone calls of millions of Americans at midnight tonight. The move follows a controversy that erupted with disclosures about the secret program by former government contractor Edward Snowden. The U.S. National Security Agency, in charge of the bulk telephone metadata program, is replacing the practice with more tightly targeted surveillance methods, according to the NSA. The program will end at 4:59 a.m. GMT Sunday and it's expected there will be a new scaled-back system in place by then. Egypt says that there is a 90% chance that hidden chambers will be found within King Tutankhamun's tomb, based on preliminary results of a new exploration of the 3,300-year-old mausoleum. Researchers say the discovery of a new chamber could shine new light on one of Egypt's most turbulent times, and one prominent researcher has theorized that the remains of Queen Nefertiti might be inside. Egypt began the search for the hidden chamber last week, announcing the results of 3 days of testing in the southern city of Luxor. British Egyptologist Nicholas Reeves.
My close examination of these scans highlighted the apparent presence of closed doorways. On the west wall, potentially leading to an additional Tutankhamun period storeroom, and that on the north to a corridor continuation of the tomb, labelled Y. The proposal I put forward was that the burial of Tutankhamun was actually a tomb within a tomb.
Oh, the reason for that was that King Tutankhamun, better known as King Tut, died at the age of 19, very early, so it's thought he might have been rushed into an outer chamber because they didn't have anything prepared for him, and he might have been put in Nefertiti's tomb. Nefertiti was the subject of a famous 3,300-year-old bust because she was so beautiful. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.